The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Truth. Ted Cruz and the people running him are awful, horrible people. I think Ted Cruz is very smart, very eloquent, but don't they say a lot of psychopaths are? The things he's doing, the things he's saying are so deceptive. If you go to my Twitter from 2 days ago, I have a screenshot of the Drudge Report where it says election canceled. No primary, no voters needed. That is such an over-the-top bombshell event in Colorado, and now other states that the Republicans are announcing aren't going to have elections in the primary. I mean, that's what happened. Fury is Colorado has no primary or caucuses. Cruz celebrates voterless victory. Cruz came out, there's two different clips, and made fun of everybody and said, silly people, this is democracy. I'm going to play the clip. And he then came out and said that Matt Drudge is an attack site for Donald Trump and that basically is commanded around by Roger Stone. Those two don't even talk to each other. No, when Matt Drudge sees the Republicans say they're going to take delegates away from the winner and then just cancel elections, it's a big deal. And they can sit up there with their arrogance like they're a corrupt homeowners association or something, announcing that they own your house because you had a bottle cap in your yard or something. These are people who are delusional and think because they, quote, make the rules, that they can make the rules that they're permanent rulers of the country who appoint who can run for president. Give the two parties appoint who can run for president. Then you have a two-party dictatorship. That's why you suddenly see Obama on Fox News for the first time in 8 years. That's why you see the merger. Fox News announcing a few months ago they're going to be nice to Hillary now. This is the two parties merging to take down populist movements in America and complete their takeover. Now, a few months ago, back when Drudge was saying nice things and linking the nice things that Ted Cruz was doing, Cruz came out and said that Drudge had killed the mainstream media and that he was the future and that he was so wonderful. I've got the clip. We're going to play it. But that's because Cruz wasn't doing bad things then and hadn't revealed himself. That was right before he robbed Carson in Iowa. That was right before all the other dirty tricks. That was before Jeb Bush endorsed him. That was before in Louisiana and Tennessee and all these other states, Trump wins and they take the delegates and say, well, we're allowed to because we made super delegates. We voted for this 40 years ago, but we didn't implement it till now. Well, maybe they'll just vote at the RNC to merge the Democrats, and then they'll just vote on who the president is, because that's what this is one step away from, is a pure central committee / Politburo. He praised the Drudge Report for, quote, taking the GOP message directly to the people, almost without exception, professionalism, journalists are partisan liberal Democrats. And he said more. We've got more clips. He says they've got the mainstream media, we've got Drudge. Now, here's what's going on. They're bullying everybody in talk radio. They've been taking me off stations all over the place for this. They tried to hijack and take over Eagle Forum and take over the bank account of the organization Phyllis Schlafly runs. So the Cruz worshippers are now mugging old ladies and the oldest living patriot conservative in America. I mean, are we going to, like, drain her blood and give it to Cruz, the vampire?
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
When Dr. Lane Sebring appeared on Fox News and claimed that he could give seniors a second shot at youth, viewers were highly skeptical. But then they saw the proof. Despite being 61 years old, Dr. Sebring is still competing in martial arts competitions against guys half his age and winning. But what's even more remarkable are his lab tests that back it all up. His blood pressure checks in at a healthy 110 over 78, and his blood sugar never jumps above 70. So what's his secret? Sebring has been using a powerful green drink that he personally formed called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens was originally created to help older guys in the military who are dealing with achy joints and stiff muscles. And for a limited time, Dr. Sebring is letting you try the drink absolutely free. All he asks is that you chip in a few bucks to help cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. greens75.com. greens75.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, over-salted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Needless to say, my friends, I was chomping at the bit last night, and this morning I vaulted out of bed at 7 o'clock this morning to get prepared and get down here to the studio. A lot of folks noticed that I was more focused and pretty calm yesterday for most of the 3-plus hours that I broadcast. Because the more hardcore things get, the more focused I get. Our analysis of the globalist takeover was very accurate. We're now inside the takeover. It's only going to get more intense. They are mortal enemies of Christians, veterans, patriots, gun owners, capitalists, libertarians, free marketers, free souls, free minds, people of justice. They're coming for us. We are being conquered. And I'm here as a modern Paul Revere raising the alarm bell. Every day now, crazier, over-the-top forms of corruption and open, naked, brazen, bravada-filled hubris is just spraying out. every day now, more happens than the previous week. It's like a corruption singularity is taking place. And while we're busy and while I'm busy covering the theft of the election, the cancellation of the 2016 election by both parties, and the installation of the new president, the federal government came out 2 days ago and openly announced, it was in major tech publications, I mentioned it, that yes, the goal is to get humans completely out of cars within 10 years and to retrofit everything because, quote, it's going to be safer. And there are open announcements of global carbon taxes and world government and unelected bodies and 50, 60-hour work weeks and all these new compulsory taxes. This way comes something wicked. And the New York Times, the Providence Journal, every day they have articles saying arrest people that say man-made global warming or climate change isn't real and arrest people who aren't politically correct. That's in the news today. Climate change deniers deserve punishment and rampant accelerated censorship and just open borders and 5 million jihadis pouring in as part of a military invasion out of Syria into Turkey, into Europe and the United States. A planned invasion. NATO didn't just invade Syria with millions of jihadis and their families, their camp followers. This is ancient war, like the Visigoths or the Vandals or the Huns or the Mongols would come in and conquer you and then bring in their families behind them, set up an outpost, have kids, and 20 years later roll out with the next invasion force. That's how the Vikings took over what is Russia today more than 1,000 years ago. They kicked the Mongols and the Huns out, killed them, killed them all. I sit here and I just look at all of this, and it is mind-blowing. The economic issues in the backdrop, as the elites, the last 5 years, we told you about it before it was in the news, but the last 5 years, it's in the New York Times, London Guardian, armored redoubts, huge fortresses all over the mountains of Colorado and Idaho and Utah and Arkansas and Missouri in the Ozarks. I mean, some of them 30, 40,000 square feet with 5 foot thick concrete walls, machine gun nests, helicopter pads, and underground bases. That's in the news. And armored fortresses all over the Caribbean and all over the Pacific and all over the Cook Islands and all over Australia and New Zealand. I was told by Hollywood folks 7 years ago there was an exodus to New Zealand, and then you started seeing it in the news, and now they admit they didn't go there to set up production companies. They went there to escape. Economic collapse, World War III, it's all in the cards. Race war, it's all in the cards. It's a death-defying stunt for me to stay in this country. But it's worth it for humanity, and I'm not backing down. Fortune favors the bold. The fortune I'm looking for is liberty in our time. But let me tell you, these are the times that try men's souls. And to sit here and to watch the general public still in a trance, having no idea what's about to hit them, is like watching a two-year-old toddler run out into a major highway, and there's cars coming going 80 miles an hour. And that toddler isn't going to know what hit him. I've seen like a five-year-old run over dead in the road, something you never forget. Saw a Corvette flip and flop the highway one time, going about 150, and saw the people in the air as I was driving about 75 up as they were flipping to the air and arms and legs and body parts being chopped off, pulled over, blood spraying everywhere. Kind of stuff you don't forget. I was like in slow motion watching that Corvette fly through the guardrail and spin on its nose and spin into pieces with people flying out like a tornado. Shoots past me, goes runs a bunch of cars, has a blowout, it looks like, flips, and then just explodes. And that's what it's like right now. The Corvette is starting to flip. It's starting to go nose up, and I'm just going, oh, man. Oh, we were right about everything. Oh, no. Oh, they built re-education camps. It's in the news. Oh, no. Oh, I talked to a bunch of special forces. They're training to cordon cities and run security when they round up all the patriots. Oh, man. Oh, man. Oh, they tried to do a coup on Phyllis Schlafly and take over her whole operation and seize her bank account. Oh, they're talking about shutting Drudge down and they're starting to arrest filmmakers. Oh, no. Oh, they're in the news calling for Roger Stone's arrest, and they're now discussing my arrest for saying we dare protest peacefully the stealing of the delegates. But if you look at history, this is just the way it works. This is the way it goes down. This is the way it happens. Look at these headlines. Worried IMF cuts world growth forecast, warns of Brexit, Britain leaving the euro. Here's another one. This is MSNBC and CNBC. Soros, European Union in mortal danger. Don't worry, a huge multi-trillion-dollar bailout to him and others will fix it for a few years. Oliver Blanchard eyes ugly endgame for Japan on debt spiral. It's all coming down, the bubble they created. In Wyoming, hard times return as energy prices slump. I love how Kasich always claims he made Ohio so successful. It was the fracking industry, and it was oil boom that did that for so many states, and now that's about to hit. And it's going to make the subprime mortgage look like a walk in the park, many analysts agree. And Obama's been setting it up where people with no money or credit can get houses again, so get ready for that. And that's not really what's the problem, is giving people that don't have a lot of money a house. Generally, they end up paying the bill. They kind of blame it on that. It's that they're selling those mortgages up to 100 times apiece. They always, you know, that the issue isn't that going belly up. That just causes the chain reaction that's 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 100 times bigger. And then there's little juicies like this. Gun owners are terrorists. Hillary nods in agreement. Yeah, we've got that video. Gun owners are terrorists. That's a quote. Video, Black Lives Matter, spits in Trump supporters' face. I mean, this is all on Infowars.com, but I want to stop here for just a minute. It was George Orwell that said, in a time of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. He also wrote that the ability to say 2 plus 2 equals 4 is all that you need for freedom to operate, which is true, common sense and natural law. And I've always said I'm no hero doing my job and telling the truth because I understand history and how the world works and read the Globalist on white papers. But in a world of cowards, I guess doing your duty does make you a hero. But let me tell you who a real hero is, and it's not because he links to our stories. Drudge is about is the second largest referrer to our site, number one Facebook. But in the aggregate, it's just the listeners and our radio stations and our supporters. But I do relish, you know, putting stories out and then Drudge links to them and they go super viral and become major talking points in Congress and laws get passed based on our research. It's fulfilling. It's not about being in competition with other media. But I want to say something about Matt Drudge. Matt Drudge is a hero. Matt Drudge is a true trailblazer, and Matt Drudge is not a coward. And Matt Drudge, early on, was pretty much a Ted Cruz supporter. But when he saw Ted Cruz do horrible things the last 6 months, he simply linked to it. Hey, look, they just canceled voting in 4 states and are giving Ted Cruz all the delegates. Hey, look, in Louisiana and Tennessee and all these other states, they're just giving, and now Arkansas, the votes to Ted Cruz of Trump voters. All he does is link to it. And now he's got Glenn Beck bullying, saying he's bad. He's got Cruz coming out doing it. And believe me, folks, the power structure is upset. And they're flipping out. And people need to recognize that, you know, they're talking about arresting Roger Stone, folks. They mean business.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
When Dr. Lane Sebring appeared on Fox News and claimed that he could give seniors a second shot at youth, viewers were highly skeptical. But then they saw the proof. Despite being 61 years old, Dr. Sebring is still competing in martial arts competitions against guys half his age and winning. But what's even more remarkable are his lab tests that back it all up. His blood pressure checks in at a healthy 110 over 78, and his blood sugar never jumps above 70. So what's his secret? Sebring has been using a powerful green drink that he personally formed called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens was originally created to help older guys in the military who are dealing with achy joints and stiff muscles. And for a limited time, Dr. Sebring is letting you try the drink absolutely free. All he asks is that you chip in a few bucks to help cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. greens75.com. greens75.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
So, here is what is happening. I got a whole bunch of clips I want to go over and break down. Ted Cruz mocks Trump. We're going to go through these in a moment. Calls Colorado voterless win democracy. He's run by the Bushes. His wife engineered TPP. He says that he is a George Herbert Walker Bush protege and first worked in his administration. And Ted Cruz is officially a Rockefeller Republican globalist sleeper cell operative. There's no doubt. He is now run by Marvin and Neil Bush, the SNL kingpins, the SNL scam. I mean, these people are hardcore criminals. And the Bushes were rejected, and Clinton was rejected, so they're force-feeding Clinton over Sanders, and they're force-feeding Cruz, and they even say they're going to dump him and go with a Paul Ryan who is meeting with donors as we speak. That's in the news. They're going to vote and install Paul Ryan. That's what they're looking at right now. He's the top choice. It may change with no popular votes. And look at you with a straight face like it's normal. Roger Stone called me this morning. Let's go to my Twitter because I put a tweet out on it and my Facebook. And said, please promote that I'm coming on today. He's never done this before. This is going to be the biggest news ever. And you notice his chief of staff his business partner is the guy running the Trump campaign. There's my tweet. Roger Stone, the man the GOP wants arrested, will break the biggest election news on the broadcast today. And he is coming up in the full second hour. Of course, he was going to be on last week, but had to reschedule. This is even better. He's coming on now. He'll be covering the same subject. He's been friends with Donald Trump for 40 years and was actually in business with him early on and says the guy is absolutely for real and is a patriot sleeper cell. Cruz is a globalist sleeper cell. Trump is a patriot sleeper cell and reportedly knows more than I do about the New World Order and has been playing dumb the entire time. That's why they've got surveillance on Trump. They know who he is. They've got files on him, and they are, sometimes even though it's a family show, I have to use the word, they are crapping their pants, ladies and gentlemen. They believe he's a patriot sleeper cell. And they are absolutely having heart attacks over it. And you're seeing the evidence of that right now. I want to start going to some of these clips after the break, but I want to have plenty of time to go over them. Here are some of the news pieces. Cruz, Drudge is an attack site for Trump's campaign. No, Drudge cannot support you, Cruz, and I can't either. I supported you over Trump just 6-7 months ago because you're working with the party insiders to cancel elections. Okay, we can't be part of that, Ted Cruz. Quite frankly, there's some of the ads on the network. I'm such a purist that I'm not endorsing and I'm part of that. I'm looking at radical changes. I'll just be honest with this radio show, so I don't have to have ads on my show I don't agree with. So just message it to some of the people out there. I can't be part of baloney. I can't be associated with it. And it's not because people even notice. It's because I won't be involved. I'm superstitious. I'm God-fearing. I don't screw people over. I don't come after people that didn't have it coming to them, to quote Tony Montana. Even when my enemies are attacking me, if I'm not cornered, I don't even respond. You go after my kids, obviously I'm coming after you. I tell you what's weird about all these punks and people that mess with me through my life. I've never lost. I've got providence. And I'm not, by the way, bragging about that. It is humbling to my knees. And I look at these dishonorable people who laugh at those that have some honor. You know, Phyllis Schlafly is the original person with Barry Goldwater that launched what is the Tea Party today and all that's left of this country. She was right 50 years ago about the New World Order, everything. Cruz supporters in the Eagle Forum tried to hijack and take her bank accounts and shut it down and take it away from her to support Cruz. Why not? You're going to steal Colorado and all these other states. Why not just take over the Eagle Forum? See, when they start installing presidents, when they start stealing elections, your bank account, your house, your kids are next. Do people get that? They want to... authoritarianism to make us slaves.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, over-salted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
And you can see that we're on the front lines of the information war. White House run, Media Matters and other combines, programming CNN, MSNBC, and other platforms openly attack us every single day. I was watching Fox News, as I do every morning on the elliptical, warming up to work out. And I watched a good 30 minutes of it. And they would say, it's ridiculous. Have you heard? Donald Trump's claiming he got cheated. And they play like 5 seconds of him going, it's rigged. It's bad. And then they cut back Himmer, the guy that looks like he could play American Psycho. He cuts back reading off the teleprompter. And they say, funny then, why are you in the lead? Thinking their audience are idiots. They're stealing the new states. They're canceling elections, giving all the delegates to Cruz. So he comes up and meets Trump or beats Trump. And then they play this game going, what, did you get cheated in the other states? No, they just started massively cheating a few months ago. And then they're laughing, him and the girl giggling. And they go, this system's actually benefiting him, and then show no proof. It's like MSNBC going, Alex Jones doesn't like Obamacare because the Boston Bombers are his fans, and he's deeply racist. That's a quote. No proof, Boston bombing, no racist clip, just Donald Trump wants to kill Mexicans. And now it's not just The Onion that puts out fake headlines. It's the Boston Globe and other publications putting up fake headlines of what Trump supports and what Trump has done. So it's all reached a new level. And let me boil down what's happening here. I really looked at this carefully. Across the world, Davos, that is the public arm of the Bilderberg Group, the Davos meeting for the last 4 or 5 years has come out and just said, look, there's a new form of government. It's called technocracy. We're going to start appointing prime ministers and presidents. We're going to bring countries into bankruptcy receivership. And then we're going to have their parliaments or legislatures start appointing Goldman Sachs heads. It's always a Goldman Sachs head. I mean, look it up. Greece, Spain, Portugal, Ireland, Italy. I mean, it's crazy the last 5 years. And then the media just goes, wonderful, we now have appointed presidents. And, oh, we're under these Pacific Treaty and Asia Pacific Treaty and EU Treaty and Atlantic NAU Treaty. This is all official. And they go, oh, but sorry, the full text is secret. And then we get the text from the 2007 meeting to my film Endgame. And they had over 100 corporate heads in a roundtable event in Banff, Canada. They voted on the next six-year plan, and then they had the prime ministers and presidents all there outside of them, lower level, who then pledged with their State Department heads and other heads of state to implement. They go vote in secret councils. And then they come down, and then both parties, or in the case of England, all three parties implement it. Just like the Central Committee in China, or in Cuba, or in Venezuela. And then they have a Politburo that they appoint from themselves that goes and elects the president. And that's what the two parties are doing. So, if we're going to be ruled by foreign secret committees, why not have it be the parties? And the arrogance is so great. They have Previs and Curly Hewlin and the rest of them go on TV. And they just calmly go, of course we now appoint. It was never about your vote. And the reporters go, even the established reporters go, why are you having an election? And they go, good point. We may just get rid of those. What? And these are unelected, just party officials, party hacks appointed by somebody else, stealing the public interest, false advertising, racketeering, fraud in your face. CNBC, we choose the nominee, not the voter, senior GOP official. That was back in the 16th of March, basically a little less than a month ago, 38 days ago, 27 days ago. It makes the head spin. And so what's happening is the head of the Republican Party in Colorado, I have the article right here, he said in tweets and he said in statements to Republicans there that are about to protest this Friday, we're going to have Joe Biggs and others there covering it in Denver, Colorado GOP leader to disgruntled Trump supporter, go ahead and burn the party down. These are the same people that put out the tweet 5 minutes on the official party website, never Trump, we did it. And they said, oh, that was wrong. Sorry, we shouldn't brag. See, the bragging's what's wrong, not the stealing. They're not supposed to act like they just did something and got something over on the voters. You know, they're establishing their own little party dictatorship, saying millions and millions of registered voters in Colorado can't vote, and now other states are announcing it. And now they're announcing, oh, sorry, those Arkansas Trump votes, they're going to Cruz. That's being announced. It's a confidence game. Waltzing in and taking everything. And I've noticed a lot of people that aren't that smart, they just do a confidence game. They act cool. They act like they're in charge. And that works on other dumbed-down people. But you can't fool everybody all the time. And there's a large minority of people that are really sharp. And they know you're running a confidence game. And they're really getting ready to get off the bench and come into the game. Colorado GOP deletes Never Trump tweet after Cruz's victory. Colorado GOP on deleted hashtag Never Trump tweet from their account. And they said in the tweet, we did it. Show TV viewers a shot of it. We did it. Hashtag Never Trump. We did it. We did it. Just like the silly Simpsons piece where they're in the secret Bilderberg meeting going, you know, who rigs the elections? We did. We did. I mean, they're now channeling the Simpsons. We did. We did. We did it. We vote. We decide who goes for president. We do. We do. And then you have to chastise Drudge and chastise Alex Jones and chastise Roger Stone. And just, oh, he should be arrested. I mean, we played those clips yesterday. He's coming on in about 20 minutes. And now, Phyllis Schlafly, the 91-year-old constitutional lawyer, still super sharp, routine guest on this show, been coming on my show for 20 years. She was on when I'd only been on radio about 6 months. She's been coming on more than 20 years. And she says Trump isn't perfect, but he's a nationalist. He doesn't want unfair trade deals. He wants us to have basic sovereignty. He is why the globalists are so upset. She rightfully is for him. She says they're going to try to destroy him like Barry Goldwater. Saying he'll cause nuclear war. Same story's going again to get LBJ in. And folks, they had the inner board that she heads up try to hijack it and grab the bank accounts, and the bank said no and stopped it. There needs to be a criminal investigation. And it was a bunch of Cruz supporters on the board that even convinced her daughter to do it. Phyllis Schlafly, my board plotted to fire me over Trump. Jerome Corsi talked to her to the interview. He's coming on in the third hour. We're going to get her on as well, maybe even today. Hey, why not steal her organization? I mean, you're going to steal other states. You're going to tell folks Ben Carson quit. And how else is Ted Cruz going to rule the world like he said he wanted to do when he was a college student and a teenager? Cruz, Drudge is an attack site for Trump campaign. We're going to play this clip in a moment. And then, of course, I never played it, but 2 weeks ago, the cult leader, Glenn Beck, I mean, he is now an official religious cult leader, and he's the false prophet, and his messiah is Ted Cruz. You know, he comes out and says that Drudge is anti-Christian now, and I'm crazy, and that I've diseased Drudge's mind as if I have any influence, and that he's not a good source of information anymore because Glenn Beck said so. Aspartame admittedly makes you go blind. It's in Diet Coke and thousands of other products. It's been proven. It's admitted. It turns into wood alcohol. And Beck said he was going blind. So I wrote a story and all the medical links to it with Paul Watson a few years ago and sent it to Beck and sent it to Drudge. And Drudge linked to another story about Beck going blind, trying to help him. And Glenn Beck made fun of it on air and said we were idiots the next day. That's the type of cynical, twisted weirdo, I guess Kurt Nemo wrote it, that we're dealing with here. I know the inside baseball on Beck. I'm not going to get into it, but he'll end up destroying himself. I mean, he is an egomaniac, super narcissist, probably psychotic in my view. And he's insane and wants to be a cult leader. And Drudge has shown that. And so now he's anti-Christian. See, if you don't support the prophet, Moses has returned. You didn't know? In fact, the two prophets of Revelation, it's Ted Cruz and Glenn Beck. You didn't know? He says he's a priesthood he's starting. Oh yeah. Oh, really? The liberal hardcore shock jock that was hired right before 9/11 and gotten ready to come out to be the synthetic Alex Jones? I mean, I've been told that by the executives involved. Where they sat, and he's an actor, and watched weeks of my videos and shows and said, take this and mix it with Oprah. That's what I was told by the executives that used to run his operation. He's a mixture of Oprah Winfrey and Alex Jones. All in a big, weird doughboy's body. A cult leader. A Nelly high priest. Scared to death, by the way. Dozens of security people. And he thinks he can dictate what happens and who operates. And now Ted Cruz comes out and demonizes the Drudge Report. And the Washington Post gets it right. Says Ted Cruz's war with Matt Drudge could become a huge problem for his campaign. You're the one with the Bushes running your campaign, stealing delegates, stealing states, and getting elections canceled, Ted Cruz. You're the one, and you make a joke. In fact, let's play this first. Ted Cruz mocks Trump, calls Colorado voterless win democracy on Fox News. Here it is.
The latest thing he seized upon is when people vote against him, they're stealing the election. It's a really odd notion. What is this democracy of which you speak?
And then he goes on. There's a transcript of it on InfoWars.com. He's speaking of Colorado, where no one was allowed to vote. Oh, but the super delegates decide. Oh, they decided to cancel it and give it 30-40. Oh, it's a vote of the inner... Like China has votes by the Central Committee and the Politburo. They do have voting in Cuba, too. You know what? You just taught me, Ted. I mean, this guy has uncloaked and is worse than Hillary Clinton, who said that Iran is behind ISIS when they're archenemies. Okay, so let's go to the next clip. Ted Cruz says the Drudge Report is an attack site for Donald Trump campaign on the Mike Slater show. And again, they've got all the Clear Channel people basically in the pike. And I've been told by big Clear Channel shows, hey, we'd like to have you on, Alex, but you know until the election over, you're not supposed to be on now because you're a Trump supporter. Roger Stone, The Washington Post, asked, why has he been banned from every TV network? Why would you not want one of the top analysts for the campaign on? He's on in like 15 minutes. Because he's too effective, folks. I mean, this is happening. I'm restricted. I'm taking off XM. They have people come into our affiliates, and they'll tell them, hospital districts, federal government-funded stuff, we'll give you $300,000. Just take Alex Jones off. It's happening. Folks, they are taking the country over. And people are still so foolish in the conservative movement. You think Ted Cruz, because he says the right things, is good? So here it is. Drudge Report is an attack site for Donald Trump. No, the Drudge Report isn't for suspending elections, which you call is a vote. And then your crowd giggles and laughs. Let's play the clip.
Drudge Report lately. Not even about Trump, but there are anti-Christian headlines. One of my favorites was a couple weeks ago, and it was in red, right? Pastor calls for execution of gays, then introduces Ted Cruz. And I said, hold on, right? And I clicked, and of course, he just listed a bunch of sins and talked about spiritual death, not execution. And then there are all these headlines about people laying hands on you to make you seem like a crazy weirdo. I feel like we have enough people attacking Christianity. We don't need Drudge's help. What do you think of that?
Well, look, Drudge Report over the years has done a good job highlighting the excesses of the left and the excesses of liberalism. And in about the past month, the Drudge Report has basically become the attack site for the Donald Trump campaign. And so every day they have the latest Trump attack. They're directed at me. It by all appearances, Roger Stone now decides what's on Drudge, and most days they have a 6-month-old article that is some attack on me, and it's whatever the Trump campaign is pushing that day will be the banner headline on Drudge. By the way, they no longer cover news. Remember, they used to have things like election results. They don't put those on Drudge anymore. When we win a state, suddenly the state doesn't matter.
Hit
you know,
pause.
Colorado.
Hit pause. Folks, this is lying that is at a new level beyond Obama or Hillary. I didn't know lies of this magnitude existed. He says that it was democracy in Colorado. He says Drudge is posting old, multi-weeks-old news. He was posting Saturday and Sunday and Monday as it happened when they canceled the election in Colorado. And then he says when we win a state, they don't report it like Colorado. You didn't win the state. And I want to be clear. I liked Ted Cruz, even though people said don't trust him. He's a Bush background, CFR, Goldman Sachs. Man, I don't support Hillary robbing Bernie Sanders. Bernie has been ahead the whole time. He'll have 50,000, she has 1,000. All over the country, he'd win New Hampshire, you name it. They'd give the votes. He won Wyoming, on and on and on. I can't stand Bernie Sanders, but man, that's wrong. And Trump, I've got issues. He's shooting his mouth off about waterboarding again. He hates ISIS. He doesn't get why if they break the rules, why can't we? Because we're the good guys. Believe me, I like to torture some ISIS people. But by the way, I'm not going to support it and I'm not going to push it. But it's Hillary and it's the Republican Party leadership launching the attacks in Syria and Libya with the hundreds of thousands of dead Christians. It's Drudge showing the war on Christians worldwide and making it a top issue, linking to CNS News, InfoWars, all the time on the war on Christianity and the war on crosses and the war on Christmas. I don't think there's any site out there that's defended Christianity more than Matt Drudge. And I'm going to say it right now. It's a backhanded anti-Semitic remark because Matt Drudge is Jewish. And I don't think of Matt Drudge as white or black or Jewish or anything. He's a patriot and really a constitutional populist, a libertarian. And I know Matt Drudge. He's been here, and I've had dinner with him, and I've talked to him some, and I have people that know him. And I get a really good feeling around him. And he does good work, and he just gets better and better. And they can't stand the fact that world government's here. I've been proven right. So, yeah, Matt Drudge listens to this show every day. He listens to other ones. He's got 4 or 5 on at all times. I know his crew as well. They're good people. They're freaked out about the future. They want to save America. They don't want to have to evacuate. There's a takeover, folks. The president ignores the borders. They're wide open. And then Ted Cruz gets up there, and it's hard to have every word you say be a lie or a twisted. It's easy to tell the truth and be passionate and be oratory and skillful because it's out of the heart. It's easy. It's hard to sit there and memorize twisted lies in lifetime. Cruz is dangerous. He's probably got 170 IQ. But a lot of psychos have the highest IQs. I think Ted Cruz is a psychopath. I really do, because he's very convincing. But the facts is he's a liar and a thief. And he's got the operatives trying to steal Eagle for him and shut it down. Trying to mug the oldest living conservative. And mug the voters of Colorado and South Dakota and other areas. And mug the voters of Texas. Oh, he lost here. I talked to folks that were down there, delegates. They said it was like 5-1 Trump in Travis County. Other areas, 2-3-1. Cruz has 1,000. Trump has 50,000. Same story. The establishment's attacking Trump because he's for real and they got a dossier on him. And I've talked to a bunch of insiders that I kind of just didn't register it before Trump even ran. I've been talking to people, and they go, you know Donald Trump? Gotta have him on sometime. I'm like, what do you mean? Like, you know, he likes you. I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm talking to some movie star. I'm talking to a TV host or something. They're like, yeah, no, I hang out with Donald Trump. You ought to have him on. I'm like, what? Donald Trump. All of a sudden, Roger Stone comes to me. Donald Trump comes to me. And then, of course, he's on the show a month ago, and he goes, you didn't know Trump knows more than we do. Of course, he's a famous deep cover operative for you name it. And they're old line people that really are for this country. These are nationalists you see defending this country. And Trump has been approached by people. They gave him briefings on everything that's going on, and he basically is on a suicide mission. And you know what? Even though Trump's got problems, he's an old-fashioned guy, you know, right-wing populist at his heart, played patty cake with the left to do business on the East Coast. I'm proud to be on this mission with Trump, and I'm proud to be on it with Matt Drudge. That's the kind of company I want to keep, not with these other people. My God, the Bush family backing Cruz. Let's go back to Cruz. Here it is.
When we win a state, suddenly the state doesn't matter. You know, Colorado, there was no red siren on Drudge when we won all 34 delegates in Colorado.
What?
That wasn't news because, I mean,
what?
That's fine. If people want to...
Hit pause. Put up what he put up Saturday and Sunday and Monday. Drudge has never run the same headline for 3 days. That's the ultimate siren in red. Put it up from my tweet. I screenshotted it. That they canceled the election. He says that, put my tweet up, guys, please. He says that no one is reporting it when all Drudge was doing was reporting that he stole it, and then he spins it and says, Drudge won't report I won Colorado to the audience of that radio show like they're fools. They accuse Drudge of lying to his readers. And telling him that he didn't win Colorado in a democracy. I played that clip. And then Cruz goes, I guess it's okay if he doesn't want to tell his readers. Did you hear that? Because he doesn't want to say, Drudge is mad at me because we didn't let people vote. We canceled the election. He says, Drudge won't tell you that the voters in a democracy gave me the vote and I won all 34. I mean, that is a new level of horse crap. This guy's a Sith Lord or something. I mean, I don't even know what to say anymore, people. I got to stop right there. Our crew is going. Joe Biggs and Rob Dew and others are going to speak, you name it, at the demonstration in Portland where the leftists say you're not allowed to have a demonstration, even though they're going to be speakers there. And they attack the Trump supporters. They're going to that. That's Saturday. The day before that, they're going to be, I'll tell you about this next hour, they're going to be in Denver where they've stolen, the RNC stolen the votes. And so we're going to have live feeds covering it all, you name it, Friday and Saturday. We need funding, obviously. We sell the very best Hillary for prison t-shirts, the very best nutraceuticals, DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, Female Vitality, Nation Iodine, the Good Halogen X Tube. We've got bone support formula. We've got joint support formulas. We've got just the best of everything. The best lung cleanse, essential oil spray out there. DNA forces back in stock. Cell fusion. Other great products. We've got the product there on the site. Also, the OccuPower that's got a lot of the same great stuff in as well, but is a lot less expensive. Deep cleanses back in. Brain Force. I think Anthroplex is sold out. InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWarsStore.com. And listen, go there, buy the books, buy the videos, buy the non-GMO heirloom seeds, buy the Molon Labe t-shirts, shop with the good guys, fund the operation, and I'm going to get a couple more reporters, a couple more camera people, and a couple more writers to be able to fight on multi-fronts. Right now, we're still understaffed. We're growing in the face of the enemy. We're putting the funds that come in back into the operation. We're putting on all sail in the fight to go to attack speed, ramming speed, and beyond. InfoWarsLife.com. Go there. Support the InfoWar. Buy the war bonds. Defeat the globalists. History's happening. It's incredibly exciting. Second hour straight ahead. Roger Stone joining us.
Visit GCNLive.com today.